理课堂听 class.com。
Revolution in military affairs in the United States. Interview with former Secretary of National Defense, Dr. William Perry.
I feel honored to have the opportunity to interview you today. In my research on military revolution, future warfare, and national defense development, you are the interviewee whom I most desire to speak with.As far as I know, you have not only personally directed defense research and engineering, which contributed significantly to the advanced military technologies being used currently, but also promoted the discussion of revolution in military affairs during your appointment as the Secretary of Defense. I really appreciate this chance to gain your insight and views on these issues.What is the reason for the encouragement of the discussion of RMA in the USA? You have directed defense research and engineering for a long time. How do you view the emphasis and essence of this revolution in military affairs?
The RMA in the United States is simply applying the same technologies and the same management procedure to the military that we're applying to the commercial area.There's a technological revolution going on in the world, and it provides not only a basis for making newer and better products, but it also provides a basis for managing more effectively and more efficiently. The RMA is to conceive of what products could be most effective for the military, and also what processes and procedures improve military efficiency, so that it's not fundamentally differentfrom the application of technology in the field. Once the new product, military weapons, has been developed, and as new management processes become available, it can have a profound impact on tactic, doctrine, and organization. Now, this is true in industry as well, but it is perhaps more obvious in the military, because the military tends to formulate their doctrine in certain forms, and so the Army,For example, in FM 100-something, describes the thinking about military doctrine. But some of these new products and processes change dramatically, and therefore, it is important to exploit tactics and doctrine at the same time. An excellent example of this is Desert Storm, where, for the first time, we used stealth technology, and, for the first time,we took modern intelligence techniques to the battlefield. Those techniques were so powerful that we had to devise new tactics on how to use them. It is great credit, I think, to the American military leadership that even though they did not have the new manuals at that time, that they were able to adapt the technology as the war was proceeding. The most striking was the way that used stealth.They chose to use the stealth airplane over the area with the greatest defense. The idea was that stealth would have a leveraging effect. If we could use it to essentially defeat the defense system, then you end up giving other aircraft a much easier time. So the military leaders who were putting the military campaign together had to devise a way of using the aircraft they had, including non-stealth, most effectively.And so that the other aircraft benefited from how we were using the stealth aircraft. That's an example of how doctrine and tactics need to be adapted to reflect the availability of new weapon systems and new technology.
Compared to the RMAs that have occurred in history, what are the topmost characteristics of the RMAs which should be especially noticed?
In terms of other RMAs in history, the characteristic of this one, which is dramatically different from any other, is the speed with which it is proceeding, compared with the introduction of gunpowder, introduction of the flintlock, and other major changes that brought about change in tactics and doctrine. They changed the way we fought war, caused us to back away from trench warfare. all of those changes occurred over several decades, whereas the current technology is changing every few years now. And so, the military leaders, if they want to use the most effective technology, have to be prepared to turn over weapon systems in a few years' time and change their tactics and doctrine in a correspondingly short time. And that's a very difficult task. One area of difficulty is that in the computer field, a new generation of computers is introduced every 2 years, whereas it takes us 10 to 12 years to develop a new airplane. And when that airplane comes into the force, it's there for 20 or 30 years. That means that you'd have to find a way of deciding which of the new technologies are most important and incorporating them into existing weapon systems without waiting for the next generation of weapon systems. And that challenges our system development because it was set up to operate in a different way in a 12-year cycle. The topmost characteristic which affects the whole system the most is the speed with which it advances.
To the best of your knowledge, what is the topmost achievement or theoretical breakthrough as a result of the discussion on RMA?
The topmost breakthrough is certainly stealth. It was a dramatic breakthrough, but in a different field altogether, and I would say equally important, has been the introduction of information technology, which basically answers the question that soldiers have asked for centuries, which is, what is over the next hill? The way of answering that question has moved very slowly through the centuries. During the last decade, the technology has moved very fast and has completely revolutionized how that question is answered.
How is the American future development of national defense related with RMA? How do you think RMA influences the development of national defense? Is the United States at the beginning, middle, or end of an RMA? What are the main trends in the development of RMA?
Yes. If I focus on information technology, we're certainly not at the beginning of it. We have been introducing it now ever since before Desert Storm. I would say we're not at the end of it by any means. We're in an intermediate phase. But information technology continues to develop at a very fast rate. It's been underway for 50 years, and it has a long way to go. We're not near the end yet, because we're not near the end of the technological changes, particularly in the field of information technology.
Practice listening to words.
词汇听力练习.
Interviewee.
被采访者.
Appointment.
任命指定.
Secretary of Defense.
国防部长.
Insight.
见识.
RMA. Revolution in Military Affairs.
军事革命.
Essence.
实质.
Conceive.
考虑.
Tactics.
战术.
Doctrine.
条令. 思想.
Organization.
编制.
FM 100.
美军作战条令的一种.
Exploit.
开拓. 发展.
Desert Storm.
沙漠风暴. 抑制海湾战争.
Stealth.
隐形.
Intelligence.
情报.
Devise.
设计. 想出办法.
Credit.
声望. 荣誉.
Manual.
手册.
Striking.
显著的. 惊人的.
Leverage.
杠杆.
Campaign.
战役.
Gunpowder.
火药.
Flint.
碎石. 打火石.
Flintlock.
碎发枪.
Trench.
堑壕.
Trench warfare.
堑壕战.
Breakthrough.
突破。
Intermediate.
中间的。